Farm leaders are to meet the Agriculture Minister later this morning to discuss the reduction in nitrogen limits that will impact more than 3,000 farmers. Many face cutting livestock numbers or renting more land because Ireland's nitrates derogation is being cut from 250 kilograms of organic nitrogen per hectare to 220. And the farmers involved have less than 4 months to take action. The nitrates derogation was dependent on Ireland delivering on a commitment to improve water quality. The government has failed to do this. Today's talks with the minister will also include delays to some farm payments. Elaine Houlihan is president of MOCRA. She'll attend today's meeting with Minister Charlie McConnellogue, and she joins me now from our Limerick studio. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Mary.
So no more flexibility for farmers. What does it mean in simple terms now for farmers to face this reduction from 250, this nitrogen reduction from 250 per hectare to 220?
I suppose, Mary, when the news hit yesterday afternoon that the 250 was going down to 220, it sent us all into turmoil. We weren't expecting this news to break yesterday. And it will have a massive effect on farmers. It's reducing stocking rates will have a knock-on effect on people's income, but it'll also have a knock-on effect on the premium of land. Access to land is one of the biggest things facing farmers, and especially young farmers in Ireland currently. So all these factors, they all add up as well to affect farmers' mental health. So I suppose going into this meeting today, it's looking for more answers off our minister. And I suppose one thing is as well, the minister met the commissioner over a virtual meeting. Why yeah. couldn't he go and meet him in person?
Well, we'll come back to that in a minute, but you said you weren't expecting it. Why weren't you expecting it? Because it's worth reminding ourselves, the nitrates directive was introduced to reduce and prevent water pollution caused by agriculture.
I suppose, Mary, we've all the farming organisations out there, not just MOCRA, have been lobbying hard, and it's nearly in all our pre-budget submissions that this derogation needs to remain. Water quality was one of the things that had to improve. Was enough of time given for the water quality to improve? That's the question. There's some people saying that it is improving, and there's others saying it isn't improving.
How much time do you need?
That's the million-dollar question, Mary. That is the million-dollar question. Next year, at the next review, would have been a better position, I believe, and our organisation believes, to have made this decision of this cut.
And why do you think, Elaine, that an in-person meeting might have persuaded the European Commissioner to a different outcome rather than a virtual meeting?
I think, Mary, we all learnt our lesson around virtual meetings over the past few years of COVID. It's 10 times easier to get your point across and to actually show your passion in person rather than over a virtual meeting. I think anybody can agree to that. I think it was a vitally important, it's a vitally important issue for farmers here in Ireland, and the minister should have given the respect to the farmers to be there to meet the commissioner. We fly back and over to Brussels the whole time to meet with CEJA, the Young Farmers Group. So I can't understand why our minister couldn't have given the time to go.
So is that what you're saying to him today, Minister? Phone up the commissioner and say, I'll be over next week and let's sit down and talk about it.
Yes, I firmly do believe that is... That is one of the points that we will be bringing up along, I'm sure, the rest of the farming organisations will too.
Is it time to accept realities here now and make adjustments accordingly?
I suppose, Mary, the adjustments, if we have to make the adjustments, and it looks like, as the minister came out yesterday saying, that it is set in stone, we as an organisation do hope he does go back just to see, is there any, even if we could get the extension of the 4 month period. 4 months is very hard for a farmer to... Like the period of 4 months is going to be very hard to adapt and cut a stocking rate. And especially coming up to the end of the year, it's not an easy time for families too.
Yeah, but you know, you have 4 months now. So will we see herds reduced? And to what extent? Give me the figures. If you've got to come down by, 30 kgs, what that will mean, say in a dairy herd running to what, 100 head?
Now, Mary, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't have the figures with me, and my mental maths now would be the best. There's no point lying.
But is it two dairy cows per hectare?
Yeah, it would be. So, like, it would be a farmer would not be able to exceed 2 dairy cows per hectare without a derogation, yeah. but can farm almost 3 cows per hectare if approved for derogation. It is if the bigger farmers will be able to get access to land, they will have the money that will be able to pay the high prices for more rented land, while the middle of the road and the smaller farmers, it'll be detrimental for them.
So what are you talking about, middle of the road or smaller farmer? What acreage and what size dairy herds?
I suppose it's a smaller farmer. It does depend too on your, your output and everything when it comes down to dairy cows. But you are looking at the smaller farmers that are farming, we'll say the average size of 80 to 100 cows. It's going to be detrimental for them.
Will you be affected yourself, Elaine?
We're beef farmers, yeah, so it won't be affecting myself directly, as we have a small enough herd at home. If we did have a bigger herd, it would affect us.
And in today's discussions with the minister, you're also talking about these farm payment delays. What delays are they and what's the impact?
Okay, so in regards to the farm payment delays, they were always, so it's the ANC and the BISC and all these were to be paid. It's usually the middle day of the ploughing. That's how everybody is saying, as one of the farming organisations is saying, that the minister don't come to the ploughing without your chequebook. But it is, the delays are, again, there's people that are relying on these payments. Like the ANC payment now has been pushed out to the 17th of October. BISC has been pushed out to the 24th of October rather than the 20th of September. A month of budgeting for a farmer can be quite, detrimental for them.
And do you know why the delays?
I'll be honest, I'm unsure what the delays are. I am going to be asking the minister as well today for clarity around that.
Okay.
They can keep saying this, it's a new system, but
all
we
right,
need
Shane,
answers.
You've a lot to discuss today with Minister McConnell. Yeah. Thank you for joining
no
us
problem.
From the Limerick
Thanks
studio this
me.
Morning. Elaine Houlihan there, President of Mock.